December 11th, 2012. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watford Pedro Show. Started off with John Coltrane doing Doxy and then Fort Bass for Suwaka. Brother Matt.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Everything is cool. We're back in action.
The Love Grotto here on the Pleasure Point. We've got some guests.
Yeah. We've got Patrick from Altamont.
Altamont. Yes.
And we've got Ken Huntington from...
No, it'll pick you up good.
Full Tilt Trio, amongst other things. So, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Cool to be here.
Full Tilt Trio.
Full Tilt Trio.
Full Tilt Trio.
Yeah, it's a stand-up bass, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough on the back of the hand. Full Tilt Trio.
Our sets are about a half hour, that's why.
Oh.
You know what, I'm cramping up.
And, Pat Adele from Altamont Apparel... I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah, very cool. The Mike Watt flannel.
Yeah. Maybe start with you, Pat. Tell us about Altamont Apparel.
Well, I do a skateboard TV show also, but I started helping out with Altamont, like coming up, doing all the photography and video, and then thinking of collaborators, people to work with. And we've already worked with No Age and Tim Kerr. And there was a time I saw you playing with them at Family Bookstore.
From Canners.
Yes. And Supreme. And I don't know why. I always thought you dressed cool. And then I thought, you know, with the flannel being the Firehose album cover and also the double nickels and the dime. I when I thought of the idea of having you do a shirt, you know, I thought that someone must have already done it before. And...
I got asked in the early 90s by Mike D, because he was, I think it was called Extra Large or something.
Oh, that would have been cool.
And he asked me about ideas about a flannel, but I think the Beasties got kind of spread out, and they had a magazine and...
Yeah, Grand Royal.
Grand Royal, right. And so I think there been a lot of good people there, too.
I think Extra Large a lot, because they were a company that did really cool stuff, but... You know, I don't know, kind of disappeared or fizzled out after a while.
Well, I think that's what happened. They got overextended, but it was the label that got closed down. Yeah. There was a lot of good bands on that label.
Yeah.
So,
So I asked Randy to email you to see if...
Yeah, Randy from No Age.
Yeah. And you were interested, and that was really cool.
Yeah, I went down to Irvine.
I liked when you came in and you were talking about all the details you wanted. You said you wanted some white in there.
Yeah, like they brought their lady, design lady, and she listened to all my little particulars. Because they said, go for it. What would you like? And I think
it's trippy, all the little detailed qualities that make it different. Pockets, stitches, shoulders.
Yeah, and you had something.
I brought in some few for examples, too.
And you had something for everything. You said you wanted white in the flannel so that it would pop on stage under the black light.
Black lights.
You wanted snaps.
Snaps, yoke, bias on the pockets.
The pocket big enough so that the passport could fit in?
Passport.
Yeah.
All these things that you would find in some, but it wouldn't be in another. Yeah. So I wanted to get all the good things and put them in one.
All the features in the same shirt.
Yeah. What about the company?
Well, we do America.
When did it start?
Oh, I think we're on like 6 or 7 years. Yeah. But it was through America, which is shoes, skateboard shoes.
Started a skateboard shoe company.
Yeah, we're a skateboard shoe company. Well, it's part of the skateboard shoe company, and this is like the clothing spinoff.
Right.
And we've done collaborations with a lot of other good people, like Pusshead. Do you know him?
Sure, he's a drawer.
And I don't know.
And when the company started doing the shoes, with skaters involved?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they a part of even the company?
Mm-hmm. The owner. Well, the owner was a freestyle skater, which is like, I don't know if you're familiar, it's sort of like when they stand still and do lots of tricks. He was a freestyle pro in the 80s, and pretty much going to the top, it's all skaters, you know. But there's different divisions. There's Etnies, which is another shoe company in the same building. So, yeah, it's a lot of skaters, and this one is run by Andrew Reynolds, who's an amazing pro skater, and...
So this is skating stuff by skaters,
for
skaters.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if people know about that, or that they think it's just spinoffs of the Walmart or Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
It's this company by skaters, for skaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's hard, too, because a lot of the big companies are starting to get into it, like Nike and Adidas and Converse.
Yeah.
And so it's getting kind of tough.
Could it compete?
Yeah.
Because they got the deep pocket.
Yeah.
Big pockets.
But I always feel like it's fun to do. It's fun to work with like someone like you or something that, you know, I don't know, maybe like a 15-year-old's not going to know about it, but one, we'll have fun making it. You know, it'll be like a fun project. But also, it'll be cool 20 years from now, or, you know what I mean? If you work with like flash in the pan kind of things or things like kids like, then you're not really showing any kind of like leadership, or you're not showing any kind of like education to younger people. Like I first got into Firehose through the Nautis video part in Streets on Fire.
Streets of Fire.
So I always look to
post. Santa Cruz 1-2.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Santa Cruz.
That's Santa Cruz. Yeah. That's it.
So
the
I always
look. The one I'm thinking about is Ohio Skate Out.
Ohio Skate Out, yeah. So I always look to pro skaters and I always look to skate companies for like ideas or for things to get into, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks because sometimes skate companies look to kids to what will be cool. And it's kind of nice to do it the way it was done in the past where maybe, you know, people can come to us and learn about your music or learn about a lot of the other collaborators we've done. You know.
Yeah, I met younger people in Europe that learned how to skate watching them videos.
Yeah.
Because they had no scene. Here, let's play some more music.
Threatening sky. just walk off and do it.
White Bay Power Station. White Bay Power Station. I remember this place when it was working. Great clouds of steam and smoke used to come out of these twin towers here. The metal chimneys, hundreds of thousands of rivets holding them together. And next to them, a huge brick building. But that's where the turbines were. Completely empty now. Designed it like turrets and archways, and above me was a huge coal loader with a mighty mound of coal, and it used to spew out into the peninsula. You'd get clouds of coal dust floating through, followed by a stink of from the soap factory. It was quite unpleasant. The smell of soap's quite caustic because it's made of caustic soda. Horrible. Yes, a strange mixture of iron and brick. And the factory next door, edible oil factory, when they pulled that down, there was a great pile of bricks. I still walk on them every day. Paving the little driveway to my house. Pumping power out to Sydney. I don't know how much of the metropolis this place serviced, but now all this has been just derelict now for must be nearly 25 years. I don't know what to do with it. I think it's got toxic leftovers, including probably asbestos. A few birds around, as you can hear. But there are lots of glass windows, right up there. Casements, you could probably call the windows. Makes it sound romantic. I like it.
Trains run on time. You made the bass play in time. What more could you want? Here's the Duce. What would you say, George?
About what?
What would you think about on the Duce?
I don't know. Can I have the keys for the car? That's what I'm thinking about.
Intimacy. Strays on foot in lawn deciding how to walk or who into which remember. Architect, that wildflower is all the welcome to we go. Who bids me in? Did you scale shadows to shame my meagerness, make darkness my messenger? Your balconies make angels of us? When? To enclose space, is it rape or rapture? A beautiful hand grasping emptiness caresses us. We are enclosed luminiferous interior, safe as daylight, summons us to stay, to inhabit beauty. Buildings marry us, invade our space with their own, and we call such spaces buildings, because the main thing about them is that someone's mind is there. Someone, you, built this, whatever it is, a shape of spaces in the hope of home, the building of it comes first. That is what counts, the artifacts has had his say, his walk like this, his open this door only, and be most strange, at home in this space where you have never been. This hard language speaks to your skin, width, weight, and you answer with all your limbs. Even your breath is shaped by this air you enter, wrought freshness of a made place, the whole world outside, just a beautiful accident. Part two. I have to get closer than that, less lyric, more absolute. Geometry needs no rough edges. Leave that to sound, physics, and other poetries. A building can't stop answering that question you're afraid to ask. Part three. Over the lintel at Delphi, the letter E, epsilon, in Greek meant you are. Remember you exist. Remember there's no God, no principle, no authority, just you. Architecture, like oracles, reminds us to be. Every step you take relates to this deliberate structure. Existence is the only absolute, our contingency a weird kind of certitude. If I can walk through the door, I am. Human on earth, and the whole earth belongs to me as much as anyone. Democracy is a door. A cathedral is a gift to the people, not to God. The best religion is a vacant house. Part four. Architect, one who makes arches. Hummingbird, one who makes flowers. Is a building a shimmer first in the mind? A mirage for Aladdin, smoke dream. A building is the shadow of desire. And when Hall lays his skyscraper horizontal on the Chinese earth, he heals more than the wounded sky. He heals us of the fierce ascent we have been cursed with since the ziggurat. Now from room to room we glide, rolling easy, drawn by eyes alone. The soft horizon bids us always in. He built the distances indoors, the high, far hallows, the end of the hall. Rooms are the letters of an alphabet. Each building is its own language. Wrap the room around me, and good night. Thank you, Steve.
check. It's
that
okay.
That was reality. I mean, when the punk first started, we made our own clothes and shit. Yeah. Painted them up, ripped them up, staple pinned them, and people gave us such fucking hell. Wrote on them, you know, words. And so we thought, I mean, from like five blocks away, dudes yelling, fuck you, Devo, and shit.
Mm-hmm. I liked how you said that.
I talked to Mark Mothersbaugh about that once. He goes, yeah, I don't know what that was about. They were the magnet for all the jock hate. No matter what you were, it was some kind of bug. It was like, fuck you, Devo.
I liked how you said when you went to Europe or in England, you were surprised that they wore those clothes during the daytime.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That tripped me up.
What did the bands here just change?
Well, I think over there, people are just a little more open-minded and loose about it, like they are now. People don't get hell for it now, right?
Yeah.
But in those days, whoa, it was
so would a band,
so bleached, so couldn't tell anybody at work. You'd have to hide, and you know, we'd stop, just keep the punk up in the head. Actually, some people we just heard started off with Joe Bouchard doing Door to the River, then Fogged by Mr. Shimmy, his new solo mini EP. Balmain's Best by Gallucci from Sydney. Builders, a poem by Robert Kelly. He's in his 80s. It's okay to get old, right? And finally, Silver Bullets by Edie Sedgwick. It's an incredible band that we got to play with on the last tour. We're talking about Altamont Apparel and this flannel I got. Patrick brought me aboard and had me put ideas about what I like in a flannel. And it's out there. Brother Matt, there's no extra, extra large.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Discrimination.
Actually, I think I have some kind of custom one that's for like a larger, for Bell.
So that was all your brainchild on that project. That's pretty bitching.
Yeah, it just seems so obvious to me. And I was really excited when you wrote back saying you'd do it. I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, I was way into it. I mean, you know, somebody asks you what you like and to make it be so. Yeah. It's like, wow.
And it's people are really excited about it. So many people are really excited about the shirt.
Yeah. I let people know I use the fake look, the shitter and stuff. And some people get a little belittled on how much it costs.
Yeah. I think it's hard because we didn't make that many of them. So it's like kind of a limited run. And
so the price per unit is up there. And also I think it's part of my image. Or not image, the kind of reality. I'm Econo.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, the Levi's, now my mom and sister bought me, wow, that new kind of clock.
It's kind of dolly-ish.
Yeah, a little drooper. I remember in the old days, they're the only ones I'd get, and I'd save up big time to get them, because they'd last.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to wear no, what were the other ones called, buckskins? Sears had some kind of
tough skins. Tough skins.
But they wouldn't, they put like a patch in there, but it would just tear around the patch.
Yeah.
I'd rip all that up. So, my pop had this thing. He'd tell me, he was a chief in the Navy. He'd say, look, buy it right, buy it once.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sometimes I'm not trying to make a rationalization, but I can understand. There are flannels at the Goodwill. I found Pendleton's at the Goodwill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how much a new Pendleton costs? I know, because my mom bought them for me at fucking Christmas. Stuff. They're over 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All wool.
Yeah, that's boo-hoo.
One time in the 90s, was near around this time, where Mike D asked me about that, I got 3 Pendleton's in the mail. They were from the boss of the company up in Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
He goes, these are my favorite colors.
They got a cool history making blankets.
Yeah, but man, I loved them. D Boone couldn't even watch me because I wouldn't wear T-shirts with him. He said all scratchy and shit. Yeah. Like I'm crazy. But this color scheme, it was his favorite. So a little tropical. Fruit punch.
Kind of. They started making blankets for like Indians originally.
Is that right?
I think
that's how they started.
Yeah.
Pure wool, man. I bet you. The one thing you've got to be careful watching them, because they end up about, Ken doll size. But those I thought were bitch. The thing about the Pendleton, though, in the older days, they didn't have buttons on the flaps. They had flaps. So as soon as you bent over, all the shit fell out. You know, so everything had a little goodness, but didn't have the whole package. And so that's why, yeah, when he wrote me, I was...
Yeah, perfect design.
I was... Yeah, sure. And I don't know what people think, that I'm some bourgeois and this rolling...
Yeah, the fucking flannel monster.
Yeah.
You know, I sling $10 t-shirt. I'm way kind of about a lot of stuff, you know, but if they knew went into making this, mm-hmm. they'd understand, I think.
And I think like a big, like a Walmart company can have like cheaper prices. Because
yeah. they're doing like buttload.
Yeah, because if anyone thinks there's a lot of money being made on this flannel or anything, they're mistaken. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. Part of it's my own fault because of my image, but you know what? I like my image.
Maybe we should give...
I like being econo.
Maybe we should give some away on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe like trivia, and I'll send someone if they answer a question.
Okay. So yeah, let's listen to music. Let's figure that out.
don't know if I ever get there. Come, make it louder, play it harder, crank that sucker up. Make it louder, play it harder, crank that sucker up. Make it louder, play it harder, crank that sucker up. Make it louder, play it harder, crank that sucker up. A gelatin still with suspension of sorts in the kids' melding between all your snorts. Chromatic.
Swat from Pedro Show. Something brand new from Jay Maskus we heard. His Proj Heavy Blanket, where he played everything. It's a tune called Blockheads. Oh, it was his birthday yesterday. Happy B-Day, Jay. And then we heard something new from Sonny Vincent. He's living in Hamburg now. That sound's got Captain Sensible on bass and Scott Ashton on drums. And then Stephen Fierce with Psychic Films from the Brain Gut Axis. You know. And something significant. And then I'm Psychotic by the Mau Maus, Rick Wilder's new album. It's been out a few months now. And finally, Worker Bee with Sex Damage. Pat O'Dell here has got a question. If you can answer, he will send you a free Mike Watt flannel.
Yeah, we'll send one or two out. We also have the T-shirt that
we've right. There's a T-shirt with a picture of me playing at the Greek. Yeah, people have asked me about this. Why can't they see the shoes? Why did the shoes get cut off? See, when you know, I didn't realize this. When you put shit out like this, dudes get particular.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I didn't notice that.
Was yeah, it? The shoes are cut off. And then there's this whole thing that I'm trying to hide the fact that we're. Chuck Taylor, I don't try to. You weren't trying to hide that.
No, I didn't.
You could tell him we're Levi. See the wallet, fucking.
Maybe the scan came in like that. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that was done on purpose.
Okay, it cuts off. I thought the picture I know has Mike because I have the original. Didn't I give you the original?
I think we got it from the photographer.
Steve Reed's.
I think we got it from the photographer.
Right. Oh, you did.
Maybe and.
Maybe she cut it. Well, I've got a print that she gave me that I showed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a conspiracy behind everything.
Give them the question there.
So, if you can name three songs that Mike Watt played bass on that were used in a skate video, if you could tell me the skaters that skated to Firehose or Minutemen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll send out a shirt and we'll send... We'll send out a couple things. It's limited to maybe like three. We'll send it out to the first three people.
Yeah.
So name three skaters that skated to Firehose or Minutemen in a skate video. And the email is connect@ultimateapparel.com.
C-O-N-N-E-C-T
at
Ultimateapparel. ultimateapparel .com.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
So you guys, you can get a bonus one there and not hate me for ringing you by your ankles. And we were talking off air about, well, Ken got himself an old-timey washing machine that's econo and working good. But this last boat I got, it's a 2005. You know, next August, that's it. August 2013, the last econo line.
Wow.
Or stopover. They're going to this kind of sprinter, you know, the Mercedes tall kind of version thing. They got their own thing called Transit. And so if I want to get, you know, the last one, I mean, this baby, you know, 120,000 miles, I hadn't even done the brakes. You know, I got so much on the fucking discs, four-wheel discs, and the rotors are still fucking hefty. And, man, that, you know, that's a full boat and lots of tours.
How many times you roll the odometer on the previous one that rolled?
Oh, yeah. See, that was a 250, man. That was another thing. I shouldn't have skimped. Should have went for the 350 because they're over-designed. When things are over-designed, you don't run them in the margins as much.
Yes.
So they last longer. When things, that had a small V8, right, a 351, and it had the weaker tranny and the weaker, just weaker all the way around for a full band traveling around the country. So it got road harder. It got war harder. It actually ended up being Raul's first vehicle ever. And it's sitting there with getting spider webs and shit. That was bad. But this baby here, man, I should have went with the 350 all them years ago. We're not talking about just extravagant and stuff. We're just talking about, like, solid-built stuff.
Yeah, that's a vital tool for the safety of you and your crew and your gigs and your livelihood, so it makes sense to put a little extra investment down on that.
I'll tell you, man, I could tell you stories about riding them prayers. You would not believe. Well, we're out of time here. We're at the end of the first hour, December 11, 2012. Dish of the Watt for Pedro Show, hour one. Hold tight for hour two. December 12th, Nope, December 11th, 2012. Would have been neat if it was 12 or 8. No, it's neat being 11. Second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks a million. This is our last one.
On we go.
ask why I feel so affected. It's finding these things so routinely neglected. So I'll hold on hoping to see if whether this closeness can find us still closer together.
remembering your smile, I fall into that bottomless pit. That is it heaven? Or just your tarantula-occupied psyche?
You're just over in Europe, weren't you?
Watch from Pedro show. Yeah, in the summertime.
Yeah, okay.
I was in the U.S. for a tour. That's what I just got back from. And I have a Europe tour coming at the end of... No, at the middle of February to the middle of March. With Del Sogno de Marinaio, this two Italian guys I made an album with, Andrea and Steve, great cats, and we made this trippy album, and we're going to go tour it. Then I got Stooges coming right up. Oh, yeah, in between now and that U.S. tour, I recorded an album. There's a new Stooges album. Nice. We started hour two off with Duke Mofez and the tune called Peace of Mind. Then the Flytraps with Get Out of Town. Flytraps, there was a Christmas parade here in Pedro. And I was at Dirk's store, you know,
right,
that's where
the
parade kind of ended up on 6th Street. And, people living above him gave me music. I guess they have bands. These ladies gave me this tape. It had nothing on it, though.
So I wrote them.
I said, he gave me a cassette, you know, it had a picture on it and songs written, but there's
the
blank. I thought I'd like listen, search the whole. Remember when you had to do that with tapes? You know, there was nothing on it. And so they sent me that there. And another cat, too. We played something last week. It was called Some Days, but. There's a store next to him selling dog collars.
Yeah, Adam, he makes the custom dog collars and leashes. They sell
that's
them
a trick. Why don't they teach us skills like that in high school?
Yeah, they eliminated all those classes. Pet shop classes, dog classes.
Dog collar class, leash class. Then we heard the extract from Canada doing Burning Up, which is a... God, we heard somebody doing a version of that last week. It's a Madonna tune. They kind of took my take on it a little bit. And then a Scottish band called Taddy Toes did Jungle. And then the bass man, Howie Reeve, did his own tune. So I put them together called Four. And then Greg Turner. Guys, remember Greg Turner? He was the guitar man for... Angry Samoans.
Okay.
And before that, Vom with Richard Meltzer. He wrote in Cream Magazine, too. He teaches calculus in New Mexico now. He's got a band called the Blood Drained Cows, and he's got in the band the electric harpsichord man for Rocky Erickson, Billy Bill. And this was a tune called Request for Closeness. Kind of hardcore. And finally, No Retreat by No Spilled Blood. So everybody put on your thinking caps and answer Pat's question. Get some
good skater hose trivia there.
Yeah. You don't know how many cats talked to me about that. They saw that as younger people. Actually, younger people, because those they were VHSs, right?
Yeah.
They got handed around.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you about cats in Europe telling me they learned how to skate watch.
So the wee Jammy Connell dudes who made the movie, I think they said that's how they got turned on, right?
That's right. That's right, because they were too young to see the Minutemen.
What about
they
from?
Found out,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, they found out about the band from the skating videos.
What about the...
You know, I just thought when they asked me for that, I remember when the cats asked me to put the music in the things, I just thought skating is about, you know, you fuck up, you fall down. You got to get back up. No, you can't talk your way out of it. It's like one of the least bullshit endeavors. And it's pretty econo. You know, okay, some truck, deck, but after that, you know... I tell people I'm from the days of clay and steel.
Yeah.
It's terrible. You couldn't even go in the street.
Yeah, it was even
worse.
Impossible.
It was impossible. Even the cracks in the sidewalk would flip you over. You had people sitting on them. If you can imagine sitting on skateboards and riding them like go-karts, kind of. You know, a go-kart, you're sitting on it. because you had to have so much weight on the wheels. Because even the like most minuscule pebble would send it flying.
Yeah, sometimes skateboarding can be the worst. I like slam so hard and just be like, why? Like get so upset. I mean, so like pissed. You know what I mean? But then you just keep doing it. I don't know.
Your body's still good enough?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I have some broken arms, but.
No, but usually it's like ripped pieces of car that's broke off in the knee. Yeah. And you just have to get out of the race.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't jump. I don't really jump down anything anymore. When I was younger, I used to like ollie downstairs and stuff. Now it's
no rails.
Nothing like that. Just like ramps.
Okay. Have you ever done a Pedro Park?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's going to get fixed up. They're going to close it for a little while.
Oh.
So it's kind of a dilemma because where the kids go. Because they're bombing hills and shit.
Yeah.
And there's been some car wrecks.
I think they got some new one going in around Peck Park Pool or something like that.
Is that right?
I think Bruce Gano got some bucks for that.
I mean, we helped put together the ones under Channel. We did, and Longshoreman.
Yeah, Robbie, who does a lot of work at Channel Street, told me you've played benefits for them before.
That's right. And Andy Harris, longshore guy, but we really believed it. Peter had nothing. It's time right now. My honor, my privilege to hand it on over to Brother Matt and the spin side.
Cool, thank you. I'm getting bluesy today.
Falling down in an empty well, one step closer to hell.
love you till the day I'm dead. Baby, let me tell you now, you don't have to throw it down. You don't need to hold that.
The mama, show me how you move it. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you move it. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl.
I got rhythm. I got music. I got my man. Who could ask for go, anything
go,
more?
Go, 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 go. 50 in the house, bounce. Y'all already know what I'm about. The flow sounds sick over Dre drums. I ain't stupid, I see doubt. Then my dough come quicker. Whoa, shorty hips is hypnotic. She moves so erotic. The watch, I'm like, bounce that ass, girl. I get it crump in here. I make it jump in here. Front in here, we'll thump in here. Oh, I'm so good, I'm so ghetto, so hood. So gully, so grimy, what's good? Outside the Benz on dubs, I'm in the club with the snubs. Don't start nothing, it won't be nothing, Little mama, show me how you move it. Put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you move it. Put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Front on me, oh no, you know I'm loco. Hands up on the dance floor, okay, let's go.
I got rhythm. I got music. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more?
Let's party, everybody stand up. Everybody put your hands up. Let's party, everybody bounce with me. Some champagne and burn a little greenery. It's hot. Disco Inferno, let's go. And now I'm rockin' with a pro. I get dough to flip dough to get more for show. Get my drink on and get on the dance floor. Look, homie, I don't dance, all I do is this. Same two-step with a little twist. Listen, Peppin, I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Pay attention, boy, I teach you how to do this shit. Little mama, show me how you move it. Put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you move it. Put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl.
Just getting in, had a long day, kinda rough. Got stuck in traffic too, my nerves back to fuck. Wife got an attitude, why she got an attitude? I don't fucking know, I'm the one that should be mad, dude. Wanna have a drink, but the doctor say stop it. Pull a baggie out my pocket, grab my bone, got the closet and I smoke. Hey, now I ain't trippin', I'm on a fucking mission to get to this kitchen. Don't ask me shit because I've gone fishing. In my brain, most things have gone missing. In my brain, most lames have gone missing. And I'm not stressing, God bless most sessions. Fire up the internet, play a little poker. I can do this shit for hours, I'm a motherfucker smoker. Keep a quarter ounce in my house at all times. Never know when I got to get bombed out my mind. Still phone ringing, I won't pick it up. Why? Cause I'm high as fuck. Boss left a message and I can't call back. Why? I'm too high for all that. I'm about to call Pink Guy, dude, I got the money. And if they catch me driving, they gon' take my car from me. I'm goofy like a grown kid, everything is funny. So tell me how the fuck I should spend my money, I get high. Uh-oh, I think I smoke too much. I got phone calls to make and I am high as fuck. Had a 20-minute giggle fit to turn to slight panic. What if they deport me cause my name sounds Spanish? What if I'm an alien that's from another planet? And they erase my memory and no one there remembers me. Like when they from the mothership, no one even misses me. And I am left to die with y'all, a humanoid in misery. Fuck it, I just smoke again, I'm guessing that's what smokers do. Even if you smoke a bammer, I'll probably smoke with you. My mama and my wife and my daddy, they some smokers too. Catch me on the west side, chilling like a smoker do. Cell phone ringing, I won't pick it up. Why? Cause I'm high. Boss left a message and I can't call back. Why? I'm too high for all that. I'm about to call Pink Guy, dude, I got the money. And if they catch me driving, they gon' take my car from me. I'm goofy like a grown kid, everything is funny. So tell me how the fuck I should spend my money, I get high. Yep, I get high. Man, I be high. Like right now when I'm saying this shit, I'm high.
Yes, brother Matt. Thank you so very much.
Cool, cool.
What was in your mind? What was the inspiration, the impetus, the motivation?
Well, the other day, Ken was involved in this really cool big biker blues party over there at the Berth 55 in Long Beach, in the backwaters.
Backwater.
And that was a really a great space. That was a fun party.
What was it? A warehouse?
No, it was a sport fishing restaurant, bar.
The restaurant.
Spot. Yeah.
With the
chowder
bars?
No. But he does gives it the chowder bars, too. So, okay. Yeah, he got cool spots that he puts stuff together. So, it had a little leftover blues flow going there. And it had a little touch of some Peter DeStefano, too, in there. That was Lance Armstrong with the Jimi Hendrix remix there. So
Lance and Jimmy.
Yeah, kudos to Peter.
I was just reading about Jimmy.
Yeah, 70th birthday recently. They got some stuff coming out.
Yeah, we played some stuff, said hi to him. But no, it was some gross stuff about this last manager.
Oh.
Ooh. It's not true.
Shit keeps coming out, man, all these years.
Stuff is coming out. Man, that cat could play. Ziggy played guitar. Jimmy played guitar. It was bad. There was a place we played in Sweden this summer. In Stockholm, and it's called Grundalun. It's an amusement park. Jimmy played there four or five times. A lot of cats played this place. It's trippy. You buy a ticket for the summer.
Oh, wow.
And then it's first come, first serve. Maybe $70 for 4 months of shows. It's good for it. And so whoever shows up, you know, fills up, you know, in between the rides you play. I mean, the rides and the crap.
Wow.
It's actually, I think, a little island there. Stockholm, Sweden, a lot of islands. It's an archipelago there. Thousands of islands. I think they got the most capita people to boat ratio. But they gets cold there, too. Ken's over from where Spot moves, Sheboygan. Wisconsin side?
Illinois, 13 miles of border. Yeah, but spent all the summers in Wisconsin, more or less.
Which is next door.
Yeah, right up. Yeah, that's the drinking age was 18 there.
Oh, those days.
So you get to do a lot of paddling up on those lakes?
You know, we had more fishing boats. I didn't get into the paddling until I moved out to California. Okay. And
well, those lakes are tough. They're not so calm.
Yeah, they get big. The storms move in quick.
And the mountain up where he is, the boundary waters, and, man, there's some currents. You got to be a badass.
There's more powerboat. I got the paddling here.
You know, Scotty, the Stooges drummer, he's got a cabin on a place called Drummond Island. It's up there. The UP.
The UP, yeah.
It's weird. There was a fight between Toledo and Detroit. I mean, Ohio and Michigan almost went to war.
Wow.
So I think they gave Ohio Toledo. And then to make up the feds... to make peace, made up for it. They took this part from Wisconsin and gave it to Michigan. Because if you look at the map, it looks like it should belong to Wisconsin. It's trippy out.
Yeah.
But it was because of this hell, this war kind of thing between the states.
96 inches of snow up there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a good day.
And there's some other stuff around the Great Lakes east-wise, like Buffalo and Cleveland. They get... huge. It's a snowbelt thing. Rochester.
Yeah.
Man, and then, all western New York. I got to drive that this last tour because the way my town's routed, there wasn't always interstate, so I get to do some back roads. Athens, Ohio, southern Ohio, rural Ohio. Anything rural in the U.S. can be really interesting.
Yeah, I dig on that.
You know, north, south, east, west, wherever. Yeah, Europe too. You know, when you get down to little roads, man, it's different than wailing on the Autobahn out of road.
Yeah, freeway now is pretty much the same. Every exit across the country is the same shit.
Well, right. The troughs.
Yeah.
Booger Fling and Crapper Barrel, Awful House, Hardly's.
It's all generic. Takes all the local flavor out.
Well, it is the same bed. Lenny's. Or some dude riding around with the same bucket of grease, chowing them all up on that. It's so if you do get on the smaller roads, you do get
some flavor.
Right. We're at the end of the second hour, December 11, 2012, to show off the Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. December 11, 2012, it's the third hour. What from Pedro Show.
Oh, don't hit that.
down and I sing it right out loud that I'm free. And though you don't believe that I'm running for some scene, well, I'm free. Downtown and I sing it right out loud that I'm free. And though you don't believe me, I'm running for some scene. Well, I'm free. And though I can't believe you, you know I don't deceive you. I'm free. I'm free. Downtown and I sing it right out loud that I'm free.
Thank you.
spot for Peter Show. Start off the third hour with Poison Spirits by GFR. Then we heard the Manic Glow with I Am Free. Manic Glow's got Jack from TSOL. New album. Northern Lights from Basho. Hamburg. Seasick by Seasick. I guess it's their theme song. I think they're East Bay. Oakland. That's where I'm going to record Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The second album for them. Hand of Man Band with John Dietrich from Deerhoof. Follow McDonough's. And a new man named Michael on the drums. Who's an old buddy. John Dietrich's actually from Wisconsin originally. Man, is he an incredible musician. The first Hand of Man Band, I don't know if you heard it, but it's a wild thing. It's one of the trippiest records I've ever played on. And so I'm looking forward to round two next week.
Cool.
Come home the morning of my birthday, double nickels. It's coming up. Pat, when did you start skating? What year was it?
I would say 89.
89.
I skated before that, but like Toys R Us boards. 89 was the first real board I got.
Okay. Toys R Us. What were those like?
Just like Veriflex or Nash boards. I don't know. They're just like bad, like plastic, terrible skateboards. And then I got a copy of Thrasher, you know, around then. And I consider that my introduction. Because I started skating because of Back to the Future originally.
Yeah.
Like Toys R Us board. Remember Back to the Future when they're like pulling on cars? I got a board then. But it wasn't a couple of years until I really figured out what like real skating was.
Since that time, what changes have you seen?
Oh, so many changes. Because then it was, I don't know, kind of punk then. And then, you know, early 90s, it went through like a crazy, weird hip-hop phase where everything was like big pants. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then now it's come around to sort of being all types. You know, now in skating, there isn't one kind of uniform or, you know, and it's good with the bad, I think. But I think in a lot of ways, skating's...
Well, what about, like, with music? There's a lot of skaters that are good musicians.
Yeah, when I started, the big bands in skating, you know, people like Firehose, people like Dinosaur Jr. was in a lot of the skate
Tim
videos.
Tim Kerr was a big proponent, the big boys, you know, in skating.
Then,
but what about guys like Ray Barbie?
Ray Barbie, yeah.
And Chuck Treese. I got to do a Fuse thing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Where we played together. They wanted to shoot it in a Hollywood club. And Ray Barbie said, no, there's this house in Pedro where they do shows. Mm-hmm. You know, house shows. You're playing in the living room. So we did it there on 13th Street.
Or Mario Rubalcaba, who's in Off.
Yeah.
He was a pro skater.
Really?
Yeah, he was a pro skater.
Well, Todd Kunch, the Recess Records guy, right, from Torrance.
FYP.
Right.
Yeah, he was a pro skater. He was in one of the first videos I ever got. He had a full part in it called Rubbish Heap, which actually Spike Jones filmed. And
he was part of a thing called Girl.
Todd?
No,
Spike, yeah.
Blind, first girl, and right. Blind. And I think one of his old partner guys, Andy Jenkins, lives in Pedro.
Yeah, yeah.
But like Todd is so shy. You almost, some people like to boast and brag and stuff. Todd is so shy about that stuff. He'd be the last man to ever bring it up.
He was an amazing skater. And I don't know, he was great.
Yeah, he came to Pedro to do music. He liked the scene here. Mm-hmm. He started this whole thing called Porchcore in the 90s.
I
was torn so much I wasn't even aware of it.
I wanted to ask you about, because Spike is involved in Jackass, and I know they used your music in it, and you told me a story about, you know, the timing with the royalties. I thought was that. Maybe you've told the story on there
His
before.
Father needed help.
Yeah.
With emphysema. Spike, brought me the pilot. He said, what do you think of this? And you know, he got tasered in the balls and put in the portable shitters upside down. It was real. It was no bullshit. And I said, I'm into this. He puts on an Orange County fucking, you know, overall thing. Goes and they put him in a hardware store asking for hacksaws. He's got the fucking the freak. The sheriff lady, I guess the first time she's in a car, she forgets to put it in park. The drive car comes up on the curb. Almost turned into a huge nightmare. Spike is the man of the ideas.
And
saw him a couple of years ago. He's an incredible man. But this mix of, yeah, skaters skating but doing other things. Who's Tommy G?
Tommy Guerrero, yeah.
Yeah, in San Francisco. Incredible musician and skater guy.
I don't think
it's so split up.
I think it comes from just like when I started skating, I kind of didn't like, you know, team sports were made me nervous, like the pressure, whatever. And with skating, good or bad, you're just on your own. It's like individualistic,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know, and I think that lends itself to art and music and crosses over into everything. So many musicians I'll meet, even in big bands, that maybe they weren't a pro skater, but they come from skating. They have
experience.
Oh, yeah, he's done so much in skating.
Loves it.
Yeah.
To him, you know, it's kind of a music. That's what he's told me before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to, you know, I've done a few operas, three of them. But people have been sending me their operas. Last week we played from Hawaii, right? It's called the Bossy Piega. Verdana Death Ray, I think the band is called.
And
we have one this week. It's called The Front Desk. And this man, his name is Pat Irish. He's Pat, too. He's a bass man. And he worked at a hotel. The Front Desk. So there's 24 parts to this.
Wow.
Each part is an hour in the day at
cool.
the hotel.
Neat. Very cool.
So we're going to play for you now. It's 41 minutes long now, okay. So hold tight, you know.
Cool. Front
desk. And dig on Pat Irish and the Front Desk.
Nice.
Thank you. hotel at the front desk on a busy day. Do your best, help the guest, please enjoy your stay. Do your best, help the guests, please enjoy your stay. I'm calling for your rooms and rates. I'm speaking with an agent named Kate, 23 at 159. The phones are ringing here all of the time.
I work in group sales. I work in group sales.
late checkout. I would like an early check-in. I would like a late checkout. Well, I would like an early check-in. I would like a late checkout. Well, I would like an early check-in. I demand a late checkout. Well, I demand an early check-in. I have to have a late checkout. I have to have an early check-in. I want a late checkout. I want an early check-in.
Well, maybe they will buy.
leaders. They gather in the boardroom. Hotel owners are the few. Hotel owners, they gather in the boardroom. Hotel owners are the few. Reservations, please. Do you have AAA? Do you have AARP? Do you have the government rate? Do you have that room for free? Well, can I get that room for free? Reservations! Reservations, please. Reservations. Reservations, please. Reservations. Reservations, please. Do you have connecting rooms? Do you have the jacuzzi suite? Package? Can I get that room for free? Well, can I get the room for free? Reservations. Reservations, please. Reservations. Reservations, please. Reservations. Reservations, please. Reservations. Reservations, some sheets, room service, room service, dinner on a tray, in the room they dine, supper for the a glass of wine. What more do they want? What more do they need? They would like more towels. They would like more sheets. Room
room service, room service, room service.
I'm waiting for a counterattack.
All quiet on the front desk front. 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 I need a wake up call. I would like it for 5 a.m. I'm in room 309. Good night, and I'll see you then. Good night, and I'll see you then. Good night, and I'll see you then. I need a wake up call. I would like it for 6 a.m. I'm in room 405. Good night, and I'll see you then. Good night, and I'll see you then. Good night, and I'll see you then. Fans, they gather in the lobby square, standing around or sitting in chairs, wanting to see their favorite stars. Bodyguards, they keep them afar. Famous guests, I've met a few. They ask me what there is to do. I show them a local Oreo map. They sign it with an autograph for you. For you. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Famous guests, I've met a few. They ask me what there is to do. I show them a local area map. They sign it with an autograph for you. For you. For you.
into the great unknown. Seems like anything goes. Well, it's not out of time. It's not out of time. Performing to the great unknown. Seems like anything goes. It's not out of time. It's not out of time. It's not out of time. The memo handed down. They say a new sheriff is heading into town. The owners went and sold their shares. So there will be a new regime taking care of everything. You can't fight City Hall, they say. Your corporate logo from green to blue. What is old is packaged new. It's a business here today. It seems your gain will be my loss. The person I trained is now my boss. So we know just where I stand. Under new management. Under new management. Under new management. Under new management. Chef, so now I have to set the continental breakfast. Bagels, coffee, toast, and tea. It's all up to me. The continental breakfast. Turn the Belgian waffle griddle when it starts to beep. 'Cause if you don't, the batter burns, and I will have to scrape and clean. Lines of people, here I see, standing right in front of me. Wanting this and wanting that, well, what am I supposed to do?
Thank you.
time to go. It's time to hit the road. There's nothing else I need, so I'll just leave the keys. And now I'm on my way to start another day. You know just how it goes, so I'm just on my own. Found my folio slipped underneath the door, lying here on the floor. I don't owe anymore. Here at the front desk, you are the very best.
Show, there you have it.
Cool.
The Front Desk by Pat Irish.
Damn hotel.
Yeah, look, it just shows to go you. Whatever you put your time to, it might seem like the biggest hell, but it might be the makings of work. When you're doing something in the now, it might be an investment in tomorrow's thing you want to put your name on.
Yeah, you can handle every moment like an artist in something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Think about a pot or something. It comes from just mud and stuff that's been refined down to a clay, and then hands have been working it, and a dream went into designing it. And the Front Desk, man.
Yeah, pretty
good
cool.
Job, Pat.
Pretty cool.
And Ken, thanks for coming aboard. And good luck with the heart. And,
thanks. So any other gigs coming
What's
up?
It's a trio called?
We're Full Tilt Trio. The harmonica player quit 2 weeks ago. They had this show booked Saturday that I played. So for 2 weeks I woodshedded. I learned all their music and we pulled the gig off, which was
wow.
Fun, which was good, yeah. But
what kind of trio? It's hard to say.
It's you know what? It's outlaw Billy Blues. So it's kind of like psychobilly. It's
yeah. Say the name of the band again.
Oh, Full Tilt Trio.
Full Tilt Trio.
Full Tilt Trio.
Bill Graham made Janis Joplin get rid of the Big Brother.
Oh yeah.
And the band they replaced him with, you know.
Full Tilt Boogie, wouldn't they?
Full Tilt Boogie, yeah. Band, right. And we're supposed to be proper musicians. That trippy James Gurley, that guy with Big Brother, one of the most trippy. Listen to stuff like Summertime and Peace of My Heart. That guy was a trippy guitarist, James Gurley. He passed away a couple years ago. My guy was talking to me about him. Anyway, good luck with the next, new endeavor. And Pat, thanks again, man. What advice would you give somebody who was starting off skating?
I don't know. Just be yourself, I think, more than anything. Like, don't...
Is there a lot of pressure to be a certain kind of thing because of the...
Maybe not as much anymore, but as a kid, I really regret looking back at some of my outfits and stuff in the 90s going like... Kind of what you were saying about the flannel with punk, you know? It was like, there's like acceptable ways to skate or dress or whatever, and I just feel like... You know, be open-minded and, yeah, like, don't follow the herd, you know, just skate and do your own thing or do what feels best for you.
What about magazines and stuff? people writing in them? Is there good? Is it good stuff or is it beat down? And it's good stuff.
Right? I still enjoy Thrasher magazine and the skateboard mag. You met Atiba, who
That's
does
right.
that magazine, and there's some there's some really good magazines.
I talked to him right downtown Pedro.
I tried to get Atiba to come tonight, but he's on Tony Hawk's radio show today.
Whoa! I got to meet Tony once. He's tall.
Yeah.
Maybe you're high. You're tall too, though.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Well, we'll have him on. That guy, very interesting, and a musician.
Yeah.
Keyboard man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A great cat. So what you're saying is your advice: be yourself.
Just be yourself. Whatever
watch,
you're into.
What did Bobby Dylan say? Watch a park of meters. Don't follow leaders.
Yeah.
So yeah, and thank you so much for doing the shirt. It's really special to me.
And
people are really excited about it. It's like a work of art, I think. I don't know. I just really think it's special.
Yeah, it's I do too. Big time. Maybe we gotta get a big one made for Brother Matt.
And I liked your idea of making another colorway with Germs colors.
Oh yeah. You know, the black and the blue.
Yeah.
Maybe
because you know I don't know what happened. I think the original double nickel one just frayed and I had to actually use album covers to help me when we were designing this. So I don't have it anymore. So
that's too bad.
You brought back a little bit with some other modern things or refinements or whatever you want to call it. Thank you both for coming on the show and being part of Brother Matt. Thank you for your essential aiding in a bet. It's been the December 11th, 2012 Watt for Pedro show. Everybody, I go record in the Bay Area, so next show will be on my birthday, 20 December, which might be the last show, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Mayans were smart.
Yeah, they knew.
Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.